ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति
सदा शांति के समान के सीट पर सेट रहने वाले
To the ones who remain seated in the state of self-respect, of peace, the one who is sustaining in the love of the ocean of love, ocean of peace,
Baba ka kadam par kadam rakhne wale,
to the ones who take every footstep and follow Brahma Baba,
titi ko anubhav karne wale,
to the ones who experience the light and might stage like Brahma Baba, and to the ones who give light and might to the world, who are the moving lighthouse to such elevated great souls. This is the time
उसके अनुभव करने के लिए आप सभी दूर दूर से मधुबन में शांति
When all of you all have come from different places to experience the avyak stage of Brahma Baba, and even while staying in your place, with the help of tapasya, you are experiencing an avyak stage.
Second Brahma Baba,
and each second. Like Brahma Baba, you try to be obvious, bodiless, like Brahma Baba. To the ones who are the embodiment in Bab Dada's love, to the ones who follow Brahma Baba's Srimad, to such all the souls, to the ones who are doing tapasya in the diamond hall. We are not sitting in the diamond hall, but we are becoming diamond. Diamond illuminates on its own.
Excuse me.
Baba said that you are all elevated soul and sister souls and souls who follow Baba, who are worthy of worship soul, who are incorporeal soul, who are voiceless soul, and we are all doing tapasya to achieve all these stages, and we are in becoming incorporeal, voiceless and egoless, and we have to become like equal to Baba. And we also have to become equal to Shiv Baba. It's 52 years since Brahma Baba has become avyakt and is giving us sustenance in that form and is engaged in the task to make us free from obstacles and to make us light and might stage. So we also should take each and every footstep like Brahma Baba and experience the original eternal stage of ourselves, the eternal stage which is in the Paramdham, which is our original home. We should experience that stage and become equal to Baba. We have taken this medium of this body and is doing our action in this world stage. All the souls who have come in this world, they have become body conscious. Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba is giving us teachings to become bodiless, incorporeal, voiceless and egoless. And Baba is helping us experience such stage and achieve our deity form, worthy of worship form, and Baba is also helping us to achieve such stage. That's why Baba has given us the blessing along with that in this world.
I am most obedient servant.
Baba says that Papa is the most obedient servant of Papa. Papa has come to do service for the children, and it's making we children equal to Papa and taking us back to settle return to original home, and is giving us the inheritance of the kingdom, and is giving us double tilak and double crown. Is making us double crowned. Papa is giving us, has given us knowledge in so many years. Now we have to become the embodiment.
First,
since 1937 till 1969,
18
January,
Sakar
Baba has made Brahma Baba his favorite, faithful child, and made Brahma Baba the world transformer, and has done this task with the help of knowledge, and has given us knowledge. After giving so much knowledge and to make that the embodiment and to give light and might during that time, Baba made Dadis equal to Baba and has spread Dadis all over the world. We take the name of any Dadis, whether it's Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Manmohini, Dadi Hridayamohini, or Dadi Janki, or any other Dadi Chakrata, Chintamani Dadi, Shantamani Dadi, Vidya Pushpa Dadi, any Dadi. Baba has made them light and might house. During that time, they didn't have any materialistic things or any comfort, nor did they have any ready-made platform for service. Wherever they went for service, they created huge, huge centers now, if you look, and has transformed lives of millions and made them equal to them, and has made them an embodiment of like a deity, and they are continuing to do service in that form. Now 2020 is over and we have entered 2021. In 2021, we should, with the help of the power of yoga, with the power of flying stage, with the help of incorporeal stage and whiteless stage, while seeing us, Baba should feel that with the help of our features, we should be able to show the future. With the help of our feature, we should be able to show Baba. With the help of feature, we should be able to show the three worlds. By seeing us, others should know our virtues, our goal, our service. By seeing the Brahman souls, Baba should remember. They should remember Baba. They should remember service. They should remember renunciation, tapasya. And we should pick up such a medium when our every single second is utilized in the best possible way. And we should be content and successful and should become a rosary in the beating the rosary of victory. Our life is not for tapasya for a few months. Our life, whole life is tapasya. Life is made to experience contentment in life. Whether the children are new or old, or those children who have realized Baba now, we have to make everyone equal to Baba, especially 2021. Every Brahman soul should experience the flying stage, not the descending stage, but the ascending or flying stage. So in order to experience that, first thing that's required is renunciation. Renunciation of the own body, on the relationship, renunciation of the materials or the whole world. If you have renunciation of all these things, then you will be able to liberate yourself from all these. Without renunciation, you won't be able to do tapasya. When Brahma Baba got the vision, and when Shiva Baba incarnated in Brahma Baba's body, Brahma Baba became an instrument. And when Brahma Baba realized his responsibility and service, since then, Baba was a famous jewelry merchant during that time, but he had complete disinterest after this and then surrendered everything to Baba. Since that day till the last day, whatever situation came, whatever obstacles came, whatever challenges came, he crossed all these things, and Baba was able to become a lighthouse and might house himself. He was able to face difficult obstacles, financial obstacles, political obstacles. People's ideas are different, but God's ideas are different. Baba's prakashastam, light and mind state. His life was a light and mind state. So Baba also wants us to become light and might. Baba says that Baba will make every this world a paradise and make every home of Baba's children paradise. So this is the place where you have to do tapasya. So Baba has taught us ways to do elevated action. Why do we remember Baba now? Because Baba has done such an elevated task and has shown us examples. Wherever we go, especially when we go to Madhupan, we go to the four dhams of Baba. Whether we go for 5 minutes, we make ourselves complete content and we are able to remain in soul conscious state and feel the blessing of Baba. Even if we sit in Baba's room, we feel very light when we come out of Baba's room. In our life, we take elevated thought or determined thought when we see Baba in Baba's room. We experience like this when we enter Baba's room. So we have to become embodiment of experience and make others embodiment of experience and be a lighthouse. Where there is a lighthouse, there won't be impurity, there won't be unhappiness, because unhappiness is the lack of virtue inside. So there is some kind of obstacle to remove our previous samskars, because of which we have to face difficulties. So when we cross all these obstacles, we achieve a flying stage. So now you have to cross all the obstacles. So in the coming days, there will be lots of unhappiness in this world. Baba says this week, mountains of sorrows that will be falling on this earth. In every place, every country, every continent, you will see this. So you should keep yourself safe and content from all these things and make yourself happy, so that you have to make yourself light and might house. If you make yourself light and might house, you will be able to make yourself content. And you will be able to become merciful towards you and others, and you will be able to help others and give courage to others. The one who gives courage to others, we have all become an instrument to such the souls. We can also help others if we become such an embodiment of light and light state. So after Brahma Baba became light and might state, and achieve an angelic state, Baba was able to increase the service and made many equal to Baba. So everyone are now waiting in front of the gate of liberation. It's just one thought away, just one determined thought away. Baba says, where are you standing now? You are standing on the doorstep of paradise. It's a new beautiful world that's waiting for you. You're standing on the doorstep of a new world. Your thought, your attitude, your actions should represent a new world. If you're standing in front of such a world, it's just one step away. To cross just one step away, just to cross one step, you need light and might inside. If you have light and might, you'll be able to keep yourself safe and make others safe. And will be able to make others experience light. Wherever you go in Madhuban or whichever place you go, you will be able to make others experience an obvious stage, give others blessing, or help others to experience the companion of Baba. So every single Brahman child of Baba, at their house, at their centers, at their service place, so you should become so you, if you have to make your life like this, you should take a determined decision to make your life like this. So you all have come from different places to Madhuban. You have come to take part in such a huge ocean. Come to this Mela. Nowadays, you are not able to conduct huge programs because you have to save yourself and others. You have to remain safe in this infectious world. So you have to keep yourself safe in the mind too, so that any kind of infection should not enter your mind. Infection comes if you do not take care of other things, of social aspects. The infections of the mind come when there is any kind of drawbacks in the character sanskars, or if there is weak thoughts, and if there is a wrong drishti and vritti. Because in this world there is a wrong atmosphere and negative atmosphere. There are a lot of people like that. To see such souls, their drishti should not fall on you, but your powerful divine drishti should fall on others. Divine, pure, peaceful, loveful, equal drishti should fall on others. When this drishti falls on others, then their life will also transform. And they will experience hope in this hopeless world. So, what is Brahma Kumari? Kumari, it is the light of hope. New light, new might. Baba says this knowledge is a new knowledge for a new world. New knowledge for a new world. Knowledge of different kinds of knowledge of sages, hermits, and because of this knowledge they have come to body conscious. There are a lot of things that's happening in this world, and because of this body consciousness people have become sorrow. So the sorrow is for everyone. whether it's politicians, actors, actresses, teachers. Baba has selected each and every child and is making you equal to Baba and is making each and everyone embodiment like Baba and is instilling hope in you. So we should remember Baba and make us equal to Baba. To experience Baba in every step. Baba at this time is in the settled region and is holding our hands and is making us full and is making us equal to Baba. So we have to dedicate our life and minds to Baba. Whether you are staying in here, whether you are staying in the center, any place, you should constantly think, my Baba, sweet Baba. So this memory should constantly emerge in your mind. This will help you to cross any difficult situation. Whether how much ever sorrow is there in this world, in such a time, you will experience peace, happiness, carefreeness inside. So you should feel this and also help others to feel this. So we are special souls, should give sakash to this whole world too. This time Baba is the purifier and we also should become master purifier and should purify the five elements of nature. Because you can see the nature has become impure. If you take a borewell too, you won't get pure water these days. Because the whole earth is polluted and they've made the water too poisonous. Even the air is polluted. Whatever illness people are facing is because of these. But in a pure world, you have to change. Now, vaccination is a huge task which the government is taking. Because of which you cannot 100% or you cannot make yourself peaceful 100%. But Baba has given us a task which is much more elevated than this and which transforms this world. It purifies yourself, the five elements of nature and the whole world. Baba has given the blessing for that. So now you have to take a determined thought and take an elevated thought to become equal to Baba, to become bodiless like Baba, to become angelic like Baba and also like a light in might house like Baba. If you make effort in the coming days, you will be able to make yourself an elevated soul and you will be able to emerge, make yourself as an incarnated soul and transform yourself like an angel and you will be able to make yourself a solution to world problems to set the soul. Baba is invoking such souls. So many years, Baba has come to this world equal to us and has given us so much and has given so much sustenance. Now Baba wants us to go to the settled region and is invoking us to the settled region. Now is the time for return journey. We have to take the return journey. Now we have to take the U-turn. For that you should have unlimited disinterest, renunciation. Where there is renunciation, there will be tapasya. So you should make this your sanskar and an art. If you do that, there will be automatic world transformation. And there won't be one penny which is wasted. Everything will be used. Your thoughts, your words, your actions, everything will be utilized in the best possible way. Where everything is utilized, you will make yourself content and you will make yourself successful. Where you become successful, you'll be making yourself contentment. If there is no contentment, there's some kind of weakness inside. That weakness you have not realized. If you have not realized the weakness, you have not taken determined thought. So So you have kept this in locker deep inside the intellect because you have not realized that sanskar which is causing the weakness, and this sanskar is taking you down. So such a sanskar you have to check deep and in a subtle manner. And this sanskar which is that of the Ravan, which is the Kaliyugi sanskar, you have to destroy that. And you have to make yourself equal to Baba, like Parishta. All will become equal to Baba. So clap for yourself. Because whatever you think you will become, what you think you will become, an embodiment that. If you do not create the thought and if you do not take a determined thought, then you won't be able to become. For that, now you have come on 18th January to meet Baba, and is sitting in the diamond hall. So each and every diamond let you shine so much, spotless, make yourself a spotless diamond to such a soul for to the life that you are becoming, to the angelic life. I congratulate all of you. Now say goodbye to Maya's sanskars. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. We'll sit in remembrance for 5 minutes. Om Shanti.